We're up to Siman Reish, Pei Dalid, Sif Hei, at the bottom of page 124. Moving on to page 125, we are continuing in the halachas of the Haftorah and a lot of very interesting things to Mavar. We all learned yesterday when we had the, once again, the Haftorah. Yesterday during Tanis, during the Tanis, we all heard the Baruch Hu Roshamos, which is incorrect for people to say, like we learned. Okay, we are not supposed to say Baruch Hu Roshamo in the Rachas of Torah. We'll see that weiter today in the Halachas today. Look and see if, hey, over here, we start with a din that Baruch Hashem does not happen very often, but we learn a very important halacha based on this from the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mechaber, Minishtatei come after Bemsa Haftorah. If the person in the middle of the Haftorah is Nishtatei, he can't go on. He can't think, he, but for whatever reason, cannot go on in the Haftorah. He gets sick, whatever it might be. Abayla Saima. So someone takes his place, the person's gonna Messiah in the Haftorah, lo yatchil mimakom shepasak arishon. He does not start from where the person left off in the Haftorah. El tzarech laster lahatchil mimakom shehitchil arishon kimo b'sefer Torah. Just like sefer Torah applies to sefer Torah, you have to go back to the beginning of the Kriya again. You don't leave off from the pasuk he left off in, you go back to the beginning of the Kriya again. In terms of the brachas, Mishnah Berurah over here, though, discuss what about the bracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, so he caught the test. Come up with Sefer Torah, L'inyan bracha lefaneo, yesh deas breish simin kuvmet. Over there in Sefer Torah, whether yod's the bracha rishona, that there are deas over there in simin kuvmet, ayin shamatam, vudin hachin, the same thing that would apply over here. L'mayis will be paskin as it brought down over here, v'ayin b'primagadim shakatav, to savay bracha zahakel, say savay bracha zahakel, he would not say original bracha, start from the beginning of the Haftorah. As I said, this is not as very practical. The Ramah goes on. He says the following: Ushnayim lo yomru haftorah b'pamachas. You can't have two people reading the haftorah at the same time, because we all know the rule: the trei kali lo mishtame. You can't hear two voices at the same time, and therefore you can't have two people saying the haftorah at the same time. Okay, that's where the Ramah ends. There comes the Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Yud Aleph, and he says, I'm a Magen Avram, the Dafka B'Kol Ram. You can't have two people saying the Haftorah together. Dafka, both of them are reading it out loud. Aval Bilachash, but if he's saying it quietly, the second guy is saying it quietly, Mutter Lomar, Shebezel Lo Yachri, the Chaver Shlo Yuchalishma, because that's not going to bother the friend if you're saying it quietly to your own ears. And then the Magen Avram says, a din that we all should know, by Haftorah, V'gam Nochon L'Chatchil Asos Kein. That's the correct thing to do, says the Magen Avram. By the Haftorah, is that you're supposed to read along with the Baal Kori. Likros Balachash Midoch Sefer Ema Kori. He's supposed to read himself inside a Sefer with the Baal Kori. Okay? I can't lush on the Magen Avram. The Mishnah Berurah, though, continues two lines down. V'ayim b'Sefer Maisa Rav Shekotov. But if you look at in Sefer Maisa Rav of the Gra, the had the Kotov of Magen Avram Shir, Likros Balachash Midoch Sefer. That which the Magen Avram says that you're supposed to read along with the Baal Kori, and now we get to another nafkamina between reading out of a Tanakh or reading out of a Navi Kasher. Ima Kori, Ainu Davka Kisha Kori Kor mitoch a Chumash. That's only when the Baal Kori is reading out of a Chumash. Aval Kisha Kori mitoch a Navi Yikrahu Levad Vikulam Yushomim. But if he's reading mitoch a Navi, meaning a Navi Kasher, then you are listening to the Baal Kori and can be Yotzei through the Baal Kori. So that is the nafkamina, another important nafkamina that's for everyone between when the Baal Kori is reading out of a Chumash or out of a Navi in print versus out of a Navi Kasher. When he's reading out of print, you have to read along with the Baal Kori. You have to read along with the Baal Kori. You see over here once again the brachos of the Baal Kori, the guy reading, or the one who's saying the brachos, he's motzi the tzibur. You have to read along with him. So much so, by Chassidim, the mimic is that the one person makes the bracha, and then everyone says the Haftorah to themselves. Afterwards, okay? Now we're not into that. That's even some Chassidim. Rav Ozner, I believe, was not so into that minhag either. He thought the Baal Kori should read it out loud and everyone should read Balakash, like the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Okay? And therefore, that's what we do halach l'maisa. So there's a chilek once again between, look inside the Bir Halacha, Dibur Masel, the Trei Kali fleshes this out, also the Chashivas of this. Because I am Mishnah Berurah, Sikad Nyad Aleph, I am Mishar Yifrayim, Shar Tes. See Vlam Gilo Shakata Vazela Shonu. Ikar Adin Hushazesh Alulam after Milvad Yomer after Ravat Sibur Yomer Gankin Achara Vilach. Ubibina Seinu Nagu Shakol Omri Maftorah Ima Mafter Biyacha Bikol Ram. The minig was that everyone says it out loud. Okay? That's like the Chassidim do. Everyone says it out loud. V'mechesron yediyah, let's say, because people don't know. V'nachon levatel leminik. Yishem levatel leminik, that everyone says it out loud. Because shreikol yishis no mishtav, everyone's meshagei everyone else. Ulechatchilol yesh linog, sham after yomer aftorah b'kol ram. Ke'akorah b'sefer Torah, v'yatzibor yomru acharav bilachash. And the tzibor goes after him bilachash. That is the correct minik over here. Once again, though, the minig is that the difference between when you're reading out of a Navi Kasher, then you could go and be Yotzei through the Baal Kori, just like by a Sefer Torah. When he's reading out of a not a Navi Kasher, then you're allowed to go ahead and read inside. Good question. Moreno Veno Harav Shlita. Harav? Harav? By after Lama Din by Haftorah. Why is it Din by Haftorah that even video, why are you allowed to read out of a Tanakh? What's the difference by a Sefer Torah? If you don't have a Sefer Torah Kasher, we don't have Kriyas Torah. But by Navi, if you don't have a Sefer Kasher, you read out of a Tanakh. Ma? Because they didn't have Nevi'im. It was just a Metzias, because they didn't have Nevi'im, so they were mataking that you could do it. But a Kila that doesn't have a Kasher Sefer Torah, they wouldn't read out of a Chumash. You can't say Brachos on it either. And when the Maisa Rav says that when you're reading Mitoch Navi, you could listen to the Baal Kori, that's only out of a Navi Kasher. You should say along with him, like the Mishnah Rabbah points out, you should say along with the Baal Kori, but quietly. Not like certain congregations that everyone says it out loud. Everyone say, so are you listening to the Baal Kori or are you listening to yourself read it?
Both.
You're listening to the Baal Kori?
2 years.
Well, 2 years. 1 ear for you, 1 ear for the Baal Kori. Okay. Ms. Seder. Okay. Moving on now to Sif Vav. Ein mafter mafter ad sheigmar hagola l'gola sefer Torah. You only start the Haftorah brought down over here in the Mechaber until after the Golol has been Golol the Sefer Torah. Now, what does Golol the Sefer Torah mean? And why is this din like this? Does Golol mean to close the Sefer Torah or even to put the Mipachar on? So we have a Machlokas in the Rishonim. And what, wait, the goal over here is that even the Baal Hagman Galila, they'll be able to listen to Haftorah. But we just said it's a chiyuv for everyone to hear. You gotta hear the brachos, you gotta hear the Haftorah. And if they're osek in Glila, you're not gonna be able to do that. Look inside. Mishnah Bro over here. See, cut your base. Eina master. Hainu shein reshaila hatcha lomar Haftorah ad shigmar. Vehatam. Kadeshi gama golol yitin libo lamashiyomar amafter. So, well, the golol means the magbiya and the golol can listen to the Haftorah. Shechova hi al kol adam. Not like the Kiddush Kol people. Just like you have to hear the Sefer Torah, you have to hear the Haftorah. Uber Rashi Shamashma, Rashi over there understands it's Sarich Lahantin. Until you actually put on the meat pachat, also, until you put on the mantle of the Sefer Torah, then you can start. Some congregants do that. They just, they roll it up and then they'll take off and they'll start the Haftorah. That's not right, because the Baal Gol, Magbi and the Golol is still Osek in the Haftorah. Marina Rabino, she does very mapping until actually the mantle's on. Only then you can take the mantle off of the Navi and start to go ahead and start the Haftorah. Okay? Ain the salik, then the Mechem Mishra also points out something also that not everyone's mapping. Ain the salik me'al ha'shulchan sefer ha'nevi'im o ha'chumash shekorim ba'amater an achar bracha. After you finish the Haftorah, don't take off the Navi or the Chumash, whatever you're reading from, until after you're done with the brachas. Why? Kedishi yari varach ha'lamash ha'nifter. You're making the bracha on what you just read. So to take off, it's like taking away the Lulav Nesrog before making the bracha on the Lulav Nesrog. Okay, you want to make the bracha and the thing that you're doing the mitzvah on, so therefore you should not remove the thing. Not only that, Marina Rabbeinu Arav holds not to put the mitpachat on the Navi Kosher until after the brachos. Just like you're making the bracha on the Navi Kosher. Why are you putting it away before you're done with the brachos? And that's what one should do. Allah Chalumais Zayin. If you have, like we had 3 out of the last 4 weeks, we had double parshas. Okay, we just had Baruch Hokosai, Maftir and Baftorah, Parsha Shnia. The general rule is, you always do the Haftorah from the second Parsha. from the second parsha. Generally, that's all the haftarah goes after the end of the parsha, and therefore, also over here, we go the haftarah generally is after the second. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kani Gil, Shabba Misayimin is the kriya, because that's when you're Misayim the kriya with. Therefore, that's when you have the haftarah. There are sometimes Yotzei Min HaKlaus, Ayin the Luach Eretz Yisrael, for when things would be different. Okay, Ayin the Kavod Simtav Kuf Kaf Ches. Okay, fine. Now it goes on. We're done with the haftarah. And now we did the tzat filos we say in between the haftarah and Musaf. They're mentioned over here in the Roma, a couple of important things. Right, before we see that, let's say, fine. So, says the Roma, V'nagul ha'asker achar kriyas ha'torah nishmos ha'meisim ulevarech ha'oskim b'tzarchi tzibur. The minhag is to be masker after kriyas ha'torah. Nishmos ha'meisim. Okay, that is when someone has yuritzayin and the like, they'll do a hashkava and svardi in the, what do you call it?
Kel Mali.
For the neshama, very good. They call Kel Mali for the neshamas at this point. Ulevarech ha'oskim mitzarchi tzibor. That's the bracha we say. Ha'oskim mitzarchi tzibor. All that tefila, it's mentioned over here in the Ra'a Kol Makom Lefi Minhago, every place according to their minhag. Okay. Now, says the Roma also, V'ganke noagin lomar avarachamim, also the minig is to say avarachim. Okay, avarachamim, this is the minig to say then, v'chol yom she'in omrim bo tzikoscha v'tzidchacha ein omrim oto, any day that you would not say tzikoscha v'tzidchacha, you would also not say avarachamim at shachris. V'chein k'shiyesh chatuna, umila, the same thing, if there's a chasna or a bris, mila blaze, you don't say avarachamim. However, yesh mekamo she'in omrim oto k'shemavarachim ha'chodesh, Milvad bimei asvira, which is the minhag over here in Yerushalayim for sure, that we say avarachamim throughout all svira, and that's why we were mevarach chodesh sivan this past Shabbos, and nevertheless we still said avarachamim like the day that's brought down over here in the Ramah, v'hochin b'chol ze achar minhag, everything goes after each minhag. Now, you should know, tefilas avarachamim, first of all, tefilas yukum perkan, which is also mentioned over here in the Mishnah Berurah, one of the Mishnah Berurahs over here is also mentions that we say Yukum Prakan, and also meaning that's a very powerful tefillah, asking, davening for Talmid Chachamim, our children should be Osek B'Torah v'chuli, and the Manhigim of Klal Yisrael. Avarachamim is, if you don't know, you should know this, that every Shabbos when you say Avarachamim, you're saying a special tefillah for the neshamas that died al Kiddush Hashem. Who was misaking the tefillah of Avarachamim? The Tosas Yontif was attacking the tefillah of Avarachamim during the Gzeros of Tach V'Tach. Okay, during the Gzeros against the Jews at the time of the Tosas Yontif, he was attacking Avarachamim for all the Kedoshim that died al Kiddush Hashem. When we say Avarachamim, that includes all Jews have died al Kiddush Hashem, including those who died in the Shoah, including soldiers who died in wars. Okay, all that is included in Avarachamim. So if people give you a hard time that we don't do this, and we don't have enough of these people, and we don't keep going to Shoah, you have it every day. We have it every Shabbos. Every Shabbos we say Avarachamim. Okay, and therefore one should always remember that they're doing Yeshua. It's not just some, okay, we don't say Avarachim anymore, we do say Avarachim. Avarachim is a very powerful tefillah that was mitaken by the Tosis Yontif. Now, just to finish off over here, one last thing over here in terms of Haftorah, and this will end. The dinam of Haftorah, very beautiful. Ha'ar over here, Bari Moreno Rabbeinu Dez over here, Dira Masa Maftirin at the bottom of the page. Tobi meaning Haftorah lo yachzer. If someone makes a toast in the minig of the Haftorah, don't make him go back. You read the Haftorah, you yotzi. Vimtovi kara Haftorah shal parsha rishona im berech lo yachzer. If you made a mistake and they already read the Haftorah of, let's say, Bahar instead of Bechukosai, and they already made the brachot, you don't go back. You didn't. Then brings down the next page. He says, Vayamaisa parsha shmos. One time in parsha shmos, that there's two different minhag. Ashkenazim read one haftorah, and Sfaradim read a different haftorah. And it was an Ashkenazic minute. Ve'Ashkenazim haftirim abayim yishar yashreish b'sefer Yishayahu, ve'Sfaradim b'yirmiyah. Ve'lo yasham sefer Yishayahu b'klaf. The minion did not have a Yishayahu b'klaf. They only had a Yirmiyahu b'klaf. Says Marina Rabbein Rodevinsel, v'yanir li, likro k'minig ha'Sfaradim v'gilok sheira. He says in this case, take out the Yirmiyahu and read the Haftorah of the Sfaradim, because at the end of the day, you read Haftorah, the anchor is that you read an Haftorah, or if you have one Beklaf and one not Beklaf, go ahead and read the Sfaradim Haftorah. But even more than that, there are two different mices, one with Rav Moshe Feinstein and one with Rav Shlomo Zalman, very similar mices. One time, a bar mitzvah boy, this happened to a relative of mine also, not the same outcome as Rav Moshe or Rav Shlomo Zalman said, but Rav Moshe said the value. A bar mitzvah came right before Hashem's bar mitzvah, and they realized the bar mitzvah boy prepared the wrong haftarah. Okay, can you imagine Erev bar mitzvah? Whether it was the bar mitzvah teacher's fault, the father's fault, whatever it was. That's what happened. The bar mitzvah boy prepared the wrong haftarah. Rav Moshe Feinstein said, I think it was a similar case. He prepared the one that Shaykh for Sfardim in Makam Ashkenazim. He said to go ahead and read whatever the bar mitzvah boy prepared, and it'll be yotzei with that. A similar maisa happened with the bar mitzvah boy, with Rav Shlomo Zalman. I don't remember exactly what was the, it was Ashkenaz Sfardim, or he was the Erev Rosh Chodesh, or whatever it was, the bar mitzvah boy also prepared the wrong haftarah, and Rav Shlomo Zalman told the father, tell the minion, tell the Beis Knesses in my name, that the bar mitzvah boy should read whatever he prepared, and not change it. But the story goes on, and it says that Shabbos, Rav Shlomo Zalman himself came to the Beit Knesset where the bar mitzvah boy was, and he said, I was afraid that they weren't going to listen to me. They weren't going to listen to me, therefore I showed up myself to make sure they wouldn't embarrass the bar mitzvah boy, and the bar mitzvah boy ended up reading the Haftorah that he ended up preparing, because at the end of the day, the Iker Din is that you read the Haftorah. You read the Sephardi one, it's the Ashkenaz, the Sephardi one, it's not the end of the world. Ad Kan for today.